Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. I'm glad to be back again with you this morning. Hope that you remember what we have been dealing on for the last 2 days. The road leading to the last week. And to understand what the last week is about is actually, then we read from Daniel chapter 9 verse 24 to 27, where the Bible says there are 70 weeks left for the Jews, for Israel. And we have learned that the 69 of them is already over and ended up with the death of Jesus Christ on Calvary. And then Israel was cut off. And the gospel was then given over, basically, to the Gentiles. Of course, it was still a Jew, or Jews, because the 12 apostles were all Jews. And Brother Paul, that we read about also, the great apostle that wrote so many letters, and it is included in the Bible, those men were Jews. But they were introducing Jesus Christ to the Gentiles. So that tells us that when the Gentiles start listening to the gospel, they started receiving Jesus and they got filled with God's Holy Spirit. Okay, then the Lord promised, when you read Romans chapter 10, 11, I mean chapter 10 and chapter 11. Then the Lord says that even if the gospel has gone out to the Gentiles and they have now received the message, then if you repent and you humble yourself and you come back to me, that means the Jewish nation, then I will take you back and I will come and comfort you again. And God then, he set off a week where he is focusing on the Jewish nation. So the last week is going to be a very important week. But before the last week comes, the Gentiles, we still call the time we're living in the time or the dispensation of the Gentiles. But remember now, the dispensation of the Gentiles are going to close, going to end. And it's going to end with the entering of a secluded special week. And now, since we are 2,000 years up the road, approximately, we are looking at a time where we see there is a nation coming on the map called Israel. For many, many hundreds of years, Israel did not actually have a nation anymore because they were taken in captivity and spread all over the globe. And the Jewish nation, or the Jewish people, they have now been an instrument of mockery from the Gentile nations. Gentiles have mocked them, despised them, persecuted them for so many hundreds of years. So the Jews that are alive and remain, they start to cry out to God for mercy. And God hears their voice. You read that back in the book of Exodus, that when the Jews had been in captivity and under slavery for so long, then they started crying out to God, and God heard them. Praise the Lord. And I can tell you, God heard them also now this time, because he had promised through Daniel that there is a week for the Jewish nation where he is going with God is going to visit them in a very special way. Therefore, when we read 1 Thessalonians, that's what we basically will talk about right now, right? So we are reading 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 15 to 17. And here we read, "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we that are alive, that are left unto the coming of the Lord, shall in no wise precede them that are fallen asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we that are alive, that are left, shall together with them be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we ever will be with the Lord." So the Lord said, comfort each other with this. There is a time coming where God is going to change the order of things. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 15 to 17, is a very special scripture in the Bible that Paul had a revelation about. And he said there that we that are alive, and of course, Paul would not be alive when that happened, but when he writes the letter, he writes it in his own time, that whoever is alive when the Lord is coming, we will also understand then that the living and the dead will be transformed and changed. And the ones that are asleep, that means everyone who had died through the dispensation of grace, when they died, the Lord just preserved them in his own department. In my Father's kingdom, there are many dimensions. And the dead are going to a dimension. You can call it custody, but it's not a prison because people have done something bad. It's just a waiting room, waiting for the judgment to come. And all people are actually going to be judged. But it's not going to be the judgment to fall apart and be sent to hell. It's a judgment where everybody's decent deeds done in the Lord is going to be rewarded. And if your walk has been selfish, you will lose your reward. That's what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, from verse 10 and up, you will read a part where the Christian soul is going to be judged and rewarded, so that whatever you did right by being led by the Holy Spirit in the days that you were living, God will reward you for that. But here it comes a three-stage warning to alarm the people. He says here, for the Lord. Now I'm reading 1 Corinthians chapter 4, 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. One, shout; two, voice of the archangel; and three, the trump of God. So there's three things going to happen. But of course they will happen in a sequence. So the first thing is a shout. Yeah. And the shout is actually God's way of restoring traditional faith and traditional walk and change it to a revelatory walk. God is going to come back and sound with a voice, with a shout. And that shout is going to arrest traditional thinking. You know, this world today is full of tradition. We have a Christian world. Remember, 9 billion people on earth almost, and 2 billions of them are claiming to know the Lord Jesus Christ in some way. But remember, when Jesus was on earth, the people didn't understand him. He was the voice that was speaking the truth. And even if you go before that, John the Baptist, who was to announce the coming of the Lord. None of the elite, the Pharisees, the scribes, high priest, and they that should know the scriptures, when they saw John the Baptist coming, they despised him. They did not believe him. And they finally got him killed because he was in their religious way. He was in opposition to their religion. So remember, there is a religion in the world, and there is also a revelation going on in this world. But who have the ear to hear, the sense to sense what the Holy Spirit want to do in your day and hour? It's very important that we know the difference. Therefore, the Lord has promised he will send a shout before that week enters in. Before the last week, there is a shout coming to help the people to understand by revelation what the message, the gospel, is all about. So the shout is actually the shout that God inspired William Branham to preach. Hey, he was the person who stood the ground and preached a wonderful message to the people. But the big organizations, they did not like his message. They didn't understand why he was there and the reason for him to say and do what he did. But he actually did exactly what the Bible was instructing him to do. Led by the Holy Spirit, he restored a simplicity of walk in the Spirit and also helped the people to understand by revelation what the truth of the gospel is all about. All right. So therefore, in that scripture, 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 15 to 17, we find out that there is a three-stage announcement that will help the people to see that we are now entering into the last days of Bible prophecy when it comes to the 6 days work hour. Like God has 7 days for the nations, or 7,000 years, and the first 6,000 years are ending, closing with the introduction of the last week, the 70th week of Daniel. All right, so then let us also take another little scripture, and we want to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And he says there, Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised, incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So here we find out that when Paul is giving instructions of a mystery that is going to end or be fulfilled, the mystery itself, you might think it's a lot of secrets because it says mystery. But remember, the mystery in Jewish thought and mind is that the Jews, they felt and thought God was their God, and they would walk with him, believe in him, and it was only going to be Israel or the Jews that would be friends with God. But then God had a mystery that he would also take out a people from the nations, the Gentiles. He would actually take the Gentiles and make them family. And you have scriptures in the New Testament where he says that Abraham's seed is not only the seed of the natural seed, but there is also a spiritual seed. And the Gentiles, they can still be children of Abraham, because they are children by believing what he stood for. So therefore God is introducing Gentiles, and that becomes a mystery. Mystery especially to the Jews. They don't understand that part. And then when God then through Paul is introducing a mystery, it tells really that I have a Gentile dispensation, that where I want people from all nations, because remember Jesus said in Matthew 28, go out and preach the gospel to all nations. And why would it be needed to preach to all nations if the nations would not even hear it, listen to it, or be included? So therefore, Jesus was introducing the gospel, and he anointed the 12 apostles to start a mission that would cover the whole world. Praise the Lord. I'm happy he did. So here then, when the mystery is now revealed, it is the Gentiles. It's you and me. You and I are the mystery that God has prepared for the kingdom to come. Because you and I are going to be with Jesus Christ to rule and reign in the millennium kingdom. But before the 70th week starts, he will introduce a stepping stone so that everyone would be ready and finished before the week starts. So I'll go here in my scripture. Let us go to Revelation 10. Because here is also a third bulk of scriptures I said 1 Thessalonians, 1 Corinthians, and then Revelation, the book of Revelation, chapter 10. Here, the Bible talks about a strong angel coming with an open book, and he cries like a lion, and he makes seven thunders to utter their voices. All right. And when we saw 1 Thessalonians, and he said here, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God. The shout, to me, when I read the word shout, that started. If you're going to say that there is something about timing, there is coming what we would call an end time. And the end time will have to start with something, and it starts with a shout. God introduces that the time is no running out. And he used William Branham to be a spokesman for the shout. But of course, William Branham died in 1965. And then you might say the shout is over. But it doesn't need to be over. Because if you read in the Old Testament about Elijah, you found out that Elijah was a shout in his own day to prepare Israel so that they would turn back to God, and then that the Jezebel spirit would be quenched or done away with. That's very important to understand. God has a plan where he's going to turn the hearts back to himself and to get rid of the denominational spirit. Okay. Therefore, when I see that part, that God is anointing people, it doesn't need to be the prophet of the age. He is dead, but he have people, like you read in 1st and 2nd Kings. Elijah had a message, and then he gave the message over to Elisha. And then when Elijah had walked with Elijah for some time, the Lord took Elijah away. And then Elisha kept doing the work that the first original man had done for so many years. And Elisha himself also introduced the gospel or the message to one of the young prophets. So in three stages where the gospel or the message were brought to the people about three different men or three different generations to complete the mission. So when you read 1 Kings chapter 17 and all the way up to 2 Kings chapter 10 verse 28, you will find the whole story about the message that Elijah was called by God to do and fulfill. All right, so in our days, we will find the same thing. God sent a messenger, and he passed on in 1965. But when he passed on, there were already people that believed the message that had been given by this man, and they kept doing the work. And the work is still going on because the Lord hasn't come yet. Remember, these are things that's going to be restored and be kept fulfilling until the time, or should we say, everything is completed. And in 1 Thessalonians, as I was bringing it out, he shall descend from heaven with a shout. That is going on today, and the shout is still going on, because it is not actually shouted by just one physical man, because the gospel now has gone out to the entire world, and it needs to be men, it needs to be inspired people that will complete the job. So the first part, the shout, is still active and going on. And then you have the last part of it, or should we say the second part of it, the voice of an archangel. My Lord, the voice of an archangel, to me, when I read that part, to me, that is the secrecy, or the secret part where the Holy Spirit is going to reveal more to his people, to the bride of Christ. It will take the voice of an archangel to alarm every single believer so that they can stand for something and have a revelation inside that will not be corrupted by influence of denominational systems or powerful men or women that try to say they know the secrets, they know the truth that will release the people and make them real believers. But remember, brothers and sisters, real believers are not created in a denominational structure. They might come to the Lord in a denomination, but if they have a desire to walk on with Jesus Christ, they will pick up a Bible and they will start reading, and the Lord will start speaking to them out of the scriptures itself. And now they will be more faithful to the scriptures than to any system that have been created here on earth to try to protect people. I don't say that the systems are just evil, but they sure don't carry the fullness of truth. They have taken a part of a truth, elaborated on it, and therefore they stand. If you look at a system today, they are kind of identified with their activities. But the Spirit of the Lord, like when Brother Branham came in his day and he came to his own people, he lived among the Baptist people in the beginning when he started out, and he started telling his pastor about what he have heard from the Lord, and the Baptist preacher, he said, hey, that's crazy. You can't do that. This belongs to the first apostles. Don't pick it up here. So therefore, they finally pushed William Branham out of the ranks of the Baptists, and he was on his own. And here, out on his own, is where the Lord is starting to deal with him so that he can actually have a message to bring to the people. Okay? Time's gone again. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. Hope that you are enjoying this so far. So, God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen.